say you come keep moto, then the other people they go. That means that all you want this world.
Duty calls, survival instincts kick in, but the times are hard.
They walk their walk, because the walk where they send the road, they can't walk in a different walk. They give a first camp.
He's one of the many drivers navigating the Bamenda-Bafoussam Highway, a route dotted with numerous security checkpoints designed to ensure passenger safety. However, these checkpoints have become breeding grounds for extortion.
If you come free for control, they say they don't put some fixed amounts in at 1,000 for some control them. So one them, 2,000. Whether you get booked or not. So they don't have even concern whether I book the remote or not.
The transport sector is drowning in hardship, with drivers struggling to survive on irregular and meager earnings. Subsidiary drivers are especially vulnerable, often resorting to unethical practices just to get by.
If you do 100 motor, 2,000 there on top. Or 2-5, one go give a share 1,000, sometimes then 2, then 3, or they will begin keeping for even the share. You two go and 1-5.
The insecurity in the region has further worsened the situation, forcing many drivers to choose between survival and integrity, as extortion increasingly becomes a survival tactic in the distressed industry. Sylvie Bantar, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The governor of the center region has signed a regional order prohibiting the circulation of heavy-duty trucks along the Mimboman Don Bosco and Nguso Road axis. This decision has been highly appreciated by the population, who have been complaining about the constant presence of heavy-duty vehicles in Yaoundé during prohibited hours of the day. Lekete Gertrude Asongazi of CRTV Centre now looks at the dispositions put in place to regulate the circulation of heavy-duty trucks in Yaoundé.
In order to ease circulation and prevent accidents within rush hours within the political capital, a city council order prohibiting the movement of heavy-duty trucks and vehicles between 7 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. was signed on the 12th of February 2012 by the then government delegate to the Yaoundé City Council, Jibenti Mevuna. The order clearly indicated that heavy-duty vehicles such as caterpillars, trailers, exceptional convoys, amongst others, were prohibited within the heart of the city of Yaoundé during this specified time. This move was intended to ease the security of pedestrians at a time when heavy-duty vehicles in Yaoundé were said to be responsible for ghastly accidents within the town.
Most of these heavy-duty trucks do not only produce police noise, they cause a lot of accidents.
At times, you even see a truck driver, unnecessarily maybe he may just horn behind you. Imagine someone in a smaller car driving and there's a very big truck behind coming at a very top speed. It causes panic to the driver. Because of that panic, some of them may either go out off the road and they cause accident.
This seems to have fallen on deaf ears as truck drivers still ply the town of Yaoundé during the day, causing heavy traffic congestion as well as accidents.
Nowadays, we find them circulating anytime, and that is what is increasing road accident, because the roads are not even big. So they reduce the size that little cars were supposed to be circulating, or which in the night is their own time of circulating. They feel that they are above all, since they are up. So the other vehicles are looking them down.
Following the sad incidents which occurred in the Don Bosco Mimboman neighborhood in the Yaoundé 4 subdivision, Governor Nasseri Poubia of the Central Region has signed a regional order prohibiting the circulation of heavy-duty trucks at the Mimboman and Don Bosco and Nguso Road axes. Drivers are expected to use alternative axes like Nkwabang, Sumangien, Komu, Tropicana, Mvan, Nsam Road axes. Defaulters should know that their heavy-duty vehicles can be impounded and they may pay a local tax of 10 to 50,000 francs per vehicle per day, as stipulated in Article 6 of the December 1986 order of the then Yaoundé Urban Council. Lekete Gertrude Asongazi, Regional News Center.
In other news, guidance counselors have been accredited for their strategic role in achieving academic excellence and assisting students prepare for future field of study and possible careers. This was during a ceremony at the St. Therese Bilingual College in Nkongwa, Mefu and Afamba Division to celebrate the National Day of School Guidance and Counseling Day, presided at by the Secretary General at the Center's Governor's Office, Simon Ghislain Etil. Ghislain Kua.
The celebration of the 22nd edition of the National Guidance and Counseling Day was characterized by songs, dances, poems, kerchiefs, and fashion parade. This in a bid to valorize and sensitize the entire education community on the role as well as challenges of guidance counselors in the course of their duty. Hélène Biluandi is a guidance counselor.
A guidance counselor who assures success in the student performance as guidance counselor. The first difficulty that we encounter is the fact that guidance counseling is not yet considered in many schools. At times, people take guidance counseling so light. They don't really put an importance in guidance counseling, whereas in the education community, people should know the fact that it is indispensable to go through without a guidance counselor.
Presiding at the ceremony, the representative of the governor, Simon Ghislain Etil, exhorted counselors to be conscious of their strategic role in the education system.
We want them to be conscious of their strategic importance in their midst of school for the life of the students. So they are the ones that are to guide, to help the student to choose their way, their destiny, following their competencies, following their natural gifts.
The event was again an occasion to underline the contribution of counselors to curb social ills like drug addiction, sexual attractions, negligence of studies and bullying. Plaguing the school milieu. Ghislain Kua, CRTV Center.
Students and pupils of the Adventist Bilingual Primary and High School Kribi have been called upon by the president of the center and Youth Federation of the Seventh-day Adventist Church of Cameroon to avoid juvenile delinquency in the school milieu and be of good moral rectitude for successful school year. Dr. Pastor Bernard Ahanda was speaking during the closing ceremony of the spiritual back to school week in a church service which held in both school campus with aim to pay God's intervention as the pupils and students ascend their academic ladder. LCG from Kribi reports.
In a twin church service that took place simultaneously at the Seventh-day Adventist Primary and Secondary High School Kribi, the 2024-2025 school year was committed to God Almighty through prayers by learners, teaching staff, and parents. In a sermon said by Pastor Etienne Belinga Obate, Executive Secretary, Center South Federation, the students and people were challenged to be hardworking and prayerful for a successful school year.
Adventist education is a holistic education, so they have to take in charge their spirituality and their intellect.
Installing the newly appointed school staff, the president of the Center South Federation, Dr. Bernard Ahanda, called on them to walk in the fear of God. Aveline Obamzie, Principal, Adventist Bilingual Secondary High School, Kribi.
Count on the teachers, and with the help of God, we think that at the end of the year, we'll have good results.
The sermon was crowned with a message taken from the book of Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, where Dr. Bernard Ahanda told students to avoid any form of distraction, drugs and violence, but fear God and focus on their studies in order to receive the grace of God which comes with success. For CRTV News, LCG reports from Kribi.
Thanks, Elsie. The 93rd anniversary of the Douala Men's Choir, known as Makon Melong Adwala Dwala has been celebrated through songs of praise. This was during a Thanksgiving service at the Native Batik Church, Akwa, which marked the close of week-long activities geared at wooing youngsters join Dwala Dwala Men's Choir. Cynthia Etim reports.
93 years have been marked by divine growth for the Dwala Dwala Men's Choir despite challenges. The choir keeps touching souls through melodious songs to the glory of the Lord. Patrick Elong is president of the choir.
Our founding fathers passed on this heritage, which is one of the first choirs in Cameroon. And today we have been able to create 24 other choir groups.
To give the celebration a special touch, the Dwala Dwala Men's Choir has several projects in the pipeline. Patrick Elong once again.
Today's youths have lost faith and are not interested in praising God. We are changing the narrative henceforth. We will create activities to attract the youths to God and teach them to speak our local language. We will open a music school and create a group in the choir that will accompany the youths in their education.
The chaplain of the choir, Reverend Pastor Aaron Robert de Bobé, has urged the members to continue to evangelize through songs and win more souls to Jesus Christ. Cynthia Etim, Sierra TV News, Douala.
In more religious news, the enlarged national executive meeting of the Catholic Men Association, CMA, has ended in Boya, with the members taking the commitment to complete their national secretariat under construction in Boya before January 2025. The sitting, chaired by the President General, Wokie Johnson Doe, held under the theme, Going Deeper in Faith, Trust in the Lord with All Your Heart, and lean not on your own understanding, drawn from Proverbs 3:5. Details with Chancellor Nanze in Boya.
It is the last enlarged ESCO meeting of CMA Cameroon for 2024. According to the President General, Okie Johnson, the progress of work on the CMA Secretariat under construction in Boya motivated the choice of the town as host.
What we've seen becomes more of a motivation for us to answer to the request of His Lordship Bishop Bibi to make sure that by January, when the bishops will be here, we'll be privileged to have them inaugurate this building. Our faith will lead us.
While addressing the men who converged on the pastoral center, the Bishop of Boya, His Lordship Michael Bibi, called on them to reflect on the life of Joseph, their patron saint, and emulate his integrity and faith.
They should be men of faith, like St. Joseph was a man of faith, always ready at all times, in spite of the challenges that he encountered, to keep that faith to be burning, making sure that they keep to their dignity and they also respect the dignity of others, and at the same time to obey God's word.
CMA Cameroon has resolved to embrace technology in order to facilitate evangelization activities, reason for the creation of their website, which has been presented to the members of the executive. Chancellor Nanze, CRTV News, Boya.
This report by Chancellor Nanze brings us to the end of this edition of the regional news. But before we go, here's a recap of our major stories. Drivers struggle to make ends meet in Bamenda amidst persistent ghost town operations. And Governor Nasiru Paul Biya has issued a regional order banning the circulation of heavy-duty trucks along the Mimoman Don Bosco and Guso roads. This Edition of the news was produced by Patrick Oscar Afan. I've been Bertrand Osombai Nyaunde. Thanking you for listening.
And have a great week ahead, Bertrand.
Thanks, Louisa.